This is a dictation for Dajuan Davis. D-A-J-U-A-N. Dajuan Davis. D-A-V-I-S. Date of birth 12/10/1978. Date of service is 2/10/2012. Date of accident 2/6/2021. Mr. Dajuan Davis was recently referred for initial evaluation on 11/23/2021 by his attorney. And we do not know what is the reason of from previous care. I think their clinic was completely closed, and hence he had no other choice but to come here. He was evaluated for his back pain, neck pain, knee pain, and shoulder pain. The patient already has the MRIs that were already ordered by a spine surgeon, Dr. Ramakrishna, with a herniated disc at L5 S1 and C3 4 C45. The patient is adamant for his surgery at this time, and he doesn't want to do any therapy, injection treatment, or any other options. He was initially found to have a sacroiliitis bilateral, and no symptom of TBI are reported. He has a pain in the left shoulder, and he is able to lift his arm up to 110 degrees of abduction. He has pain in the right knee and up to 10. The patient now reports pain level has come down to 7 in the shoulder and the knee. However, pain in the lower back and the neck is still 10. The patient reports 20% relief in the pain overall. And in the ADL, he reports that general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with quality of life are affected, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports symptoms of headaches, vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Denies any dizziness, vertigo, denies any double vision, loss of memory, or focus problem. No history of any anxiety, depression, panic is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has history of pain in the left knee and left hip, left wrist, and in the right shoulder, and neck and mid back, upper back, and lower back pain, along with stiffness in the right shoulder, neck, and lower back, with clicking and grinding noises in the shoulder as well as in the knee. In the GI, patient reports nausea, vomit, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports difficulty breathing and shortness of breath, but denies any asthma, chest pain, or coughing. In last 30 days, patient reports that his pain level has remained the same, and there are no other changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication remain none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medical regimen. The physical examination, blood pressure is 93/43, pulse is 101, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the examination is identical to the previous visit of 12/29/2021, dictation number 0102-013, plan of care. Well, the patient missed an appointment last month due to a pneumonia and a delivery of his wife. And patient has been given all the DME supplies, like he has already has a brace, cane, knee, and ace bandage. And patient is demanding to have a surgery. He already has seen the spine surgeon, Dr. Ramakrishna, and he wants to have him do the operation on his neck and the lower back. Because of his request, he is being transferred to Dr. Ramakrishna. An MRI of the left shoulder and left knee was ordered earlier. That has been canceled. Other than that, there is no other additions. It appears that the patient will be benefiting with the care with Dr. Ramakrishna, since he wants to have a direct therapy program only. So he is being discharged because of that reason. Thank you.